The new Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
We welcome Craig Clark, financial educator for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Fulton and Montgomery Counties. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Bob.
We want to talk about tips on saving energy with household appliances. Let's start with the TV.
Yeah, well, the TV, it's more important now than it ever was to turn off the television unless you're actually watching it. Our new high-definition flat-screen TVs are using twice as much or more energy than our old tube TVs did.
Really? I find that almost hard to believe. Why would they? I mean, tubes are big and hot and all that stuff.
Exactly. And the technology takes more energy, and they're bigger than our old. Think about how small your old tube TV probably was. And it does take twice as much energy. And that's even if it's an Energy Star model.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll change in the future. The Energy Star standards are coming into place that'll make flat screen TVs more efficient. But as of right now, they're using twice as much as our old ones. So it's important to turn them off.
And the funny thing is, you might think, well, so turn it off. But the trouble is, you can turn it off, but you haven't really turned it off, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Some televisions remain on a little bit, and people can correct that with their if they get the remote, go through their features and look for something called the quick start option and turn that off. The quick start option will take a few seconds for your television to turn on, but it will decrease the amount of energy it uses when it's turned off but still plugged into the wall.
Well, you might have to get an 11-year-old to help you with that.
Exactly. And also scroll through the features and look for any sort of an energy saving or a power management feature. Make sure the energy saving option is turned on. What this will do is it'll decrease the backlight a little bit on your television, and you'll hardly notice that, but it'll cut the amount of energy your television uses by about 20%.
What about computers? It seems to me there's I don't know if it's a debate, but sometimes, for example, here at the radio station, we leave them on. Sometimes we turn them off. What do you think?
Definitely turn them off unless you're using them. IT people and computer people used to tell us to leave them on all the time, that it was hard on the hard drive to cycle them on and cycle them off. But studies have revealed that's not true.
Really?
Yeah, it's worth it to turn them off whenever you're not using it. And again, click on the start menu, go through the control panels, and you'll find something called power options. And inside the power options, you'll find the settings to make your computer go on standby or hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter which one you pick. They both save the same amount of energy. And that way, in case you forget to turn your computer off, it'll power down a little bit.
Okay, but it's really not off. It's just gone to a lower level, hibernating.
Exactly. Some computers, when they're on hibernate or standby, they can still use as much as a third of their full power. But if you've forgotten to turn it off, it beats having it on the whole time. And another word is a screensaver. Some people think screensavers are energy savers, and they're not. Some screensavers can actually be causing the computer to use more energy.
Well, wasn't the idea of those they save your screen from, like, if you're just looking at one static object, it might become embedded in the screens?
With the older monitors, yeah, but not today's monitors. They're just aesthetic things.
So now it's entertainment.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot of times it seems to me that we sometimes keep our computers on because we're afraid to shut them off.
Yeah.
It might not come back.
But if you are somewhat computer savvy, you can feel rest assured that you're saving energy
to
turn it off.
I was just in that with my home laptop, which is odd. I have a home laptop. It just stays in one place usually. What did you call it? Power options. That's what it is.
Options. Into your control panels under the start menu if you have a Windows machine.
Now, and we're talking with Craig Clark of Cornell Cooperative Extension, tips to save energy with household appliances. You do not have good words to say, it seems to me, about electric heaters.
Yeah, electric space heaters, no matter who developed a certain model or what marketing writers might claim, all electric space heaters are the same, and they're fairly expensive to operate. All electric space heaters can produce the same amount of heat per watt of electricity that they consume, and there's no such thing as a super efficient space heater. A space heater is a space heater, as they say. And the thing is, with electric heat, whether you're talking about a portable electric space heater or whole house heating, is that it is 100% efficient. But efficient and cheap aren't the same things.
Huh.
So it's in New York State, electricity's fairly expensive. So when you're heating with electric heat, whether it's a small plug-in model, it is very expensive.
Yeah, well, I mainly use it when the heat is out and the power's on.
Yeah. Or maybe a good idea would be as October rolls around and it starts to get a little cold, but not cold enough to put on your central system.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a little savings then. But in February, when it's zero out, your central system will beat a portable electric heater.
How about those cooking appliances?
Yeah, I'd recommend the microwave. To run a microwave in our area by our electric rates, to run a microwave for 15 minutes would only cost us about 2.5 cents.
Huh.
Yep. So much cheaper than the oven or firing up the stove or something like that, or a stovetop. Microwave would be the way to go. Other efficient cooking appliances include crock pots and pressure cookers.
You better speak softly about that. Some of the dietitian folks at the Extension might not want to hear this.
I think they also recommend the use of a microwave as well. Obviously, you can't cook everything in a microwave.
Right.
We're not going to roast a turkey, but you can use it heating up soup or leftovers is a good way to save.
Okay. Well, anything else, Craig?
It's just, again, turn things off. And there is a popular myth out there that sometimes it takes more energy to turn things off and on than it does if you just left them on. I hear that in my workshops a lot about televisions and lights. And for lights, for instance, there is a small surge in electricity when you first turn on a light, but that surge is equal to 5 seconds of leaving the light on. So long story short, if you're going to be out of the room longer than 5 seconds, it's worth it to turn off the light.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Well, Craig Clark, a financial educator, Cornell Cooperative Extension. Lots of interesting, good information. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Take care.